USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Republican governor rumored to be eyeing a run for the White House in 2024 says the GOP needs to be a bigger tent party after President Donald Trump leaves office. Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan saying,
by reaching out, by trying to find that middle ground where people can stand together, and by avoiding divisive rhetoric and winning suburban women, winning over Democrats and independents, and winning with minority votes.
Hogan, who has clashed with Trump on many issues, was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. He also did not rule out voting himself for Joe Biden in November. Multiple reports say Washington, D.C.'s NFL franchise will announce today that it will retire its Redskins nickname, which some say is racist. A new name is not expected to be announced right away, as they say copyrights are pending. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. And again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, baby. So thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The White House says President Trump will continue to pressure governors nationwide to reopen K-12 schools this fall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi taking issue with it, saying,
if there are CDC guidelines, they should be requirements.
New York City's reporting zero COVID-19 deaths for the first time since the pandemic hit. Once the nation's epicenter of the virus, the city ended a four-month stretch when it had a death every day. More than 18,000 people, though, did die there since its first tally. Chicago is coming off another weekend filled with gun violence. As of last night, the Sun-Times was reporting 56 people had been shot across the city, and 10 of those victims had died. Kroger store cashiers no longer giving coin change back to customers, the move coming after the Federal Reserve announced a U.S. coin shortage due to the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
In Texas, two police officers were shot and killed at a residence on Saturday by a suspect who killed himself as more officers arrived on the scene. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez.
What I'm trying to tell you about that, in that sense, is that the officers never had a chance to suspect deadly assault on them, much less death that moment.
The two officers were responding to a call about a domestic dispute. Fans of a popular frozen beverage were left a bit thirsty this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. But USA's Chris Barnes reports they're still being offered a chance to quench their thirst from the international chain.
The super slurping fun of your favorite Slurpee flavors.
7-Eleven's most popular and often chaotic annual tradition of giving out a free Slurpee on its birthday has been canceled this year because of the pandemic. Normally, it would have been held on Saturday, which was July 11th, as in 7-Eleven. Instead, the chain is giving all of their app users a coupon for a free Slurpee that can be redeemed any time during the month to help practice social distancing. The whole tradition started back in 2002. Additionally, 7-Eleven is celebrating its birthday this year by giving 1 million meals to Feeding America. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.